Welcome back to Raising Deaf Kids. Have you been trying one language strategy for a few months and you aren't seeing a lot of language progress in your child? This could be due to a natural stall in language expression, or your communication mode just might not be the right fit for your child. So, in today's episode, I'm going to coach you through how to tell the difference between a stall in language versus a communication mode just not working, and how to get to your child's language learning back on track. So grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Did you know that I have a free community of women just like you? Busy moms who want to help their kids learn language faster while still getting all of the things done in the house each day. In the community, we share strategies to help our kids learn language faster and lean on each other for encouragement and support in this up and down journey of hearing loss with your kids. If you haven't found your community yet, then welcome home, Mama. Come join us at facebook.com/group/raisingdeafkids. Hey, guys. Oh man, I cannot wait to coach you today. I know the feeling of struggling to get your child's communication and language modality just right, and feeling like something just isn't working. So, in our family, we've been through it all with our own kids, like literally. I've been through times when I didn't see a lot of expressive language from my kids, meaning, we were doing all the speech goals, the language correctly, but they, weren't imitating, or they weren't, spontaneously using the language that we were working with them on. And then all of a sudden, their language exploded seemingly overnight. Okay, so, we've also, in addition to having, some language stalls in my kids' journey, we've also done some communication pivoting and adding additional layers of communication for one of my boys. And it is super important to get this right and to get the language and language modality right for your kids. And in the beginning, truth be told, there is a little trial and error, at times. And my story with my kids is my first child got cochlear implants, and he had full language access with his cochlear implants. And so we basically started listening and spoken speech pretty much immediately. And he did great with that. But, throughout his journey, especially when he was about 3 to 5, so ages 3, 4, and 5, we had periodic times when his language seemed to grow, like every week it was growing. And then we went through, a few weeks where it kind of leveled out. We were still, inputting the language, working with the speech therapist, but he wasn't, imitating. He wasn't spontaneously using the language. And then all of a sudden, like I said, overnight, he started, like, his language grew and he started speaking all of it again. And, that type of up and down is completely normal with kids, and I'll talk about why a little bit later. Now, with my second child, he got cochlear implants, but he does not have full access to language with his cochlear implants because he has a small cochlear nerve, and so the sound cannot travel as effectively through the cochlear nerve, which makes sense. Cochlear implants, cochlear nerve. And so from the beginning, we always knew that we needed some type of, like, visual along with the spoken language. So we started out with spoken language with him and with cued speech, because our feeling was We're going to put the emphasis on the, listening and spoken language until we can figure out what he really can or cannot hear. Because remember, when we were doing this, he was 1 year old when we started this process. And then we said we're going to use cued speech to give basically a visual representation of the English language. So we did that. I took a whole 2-day class through our audiologist and speech therapist office. It was free. It was fantastic that they did for our parents. And I took a whole 2-day, like it was an all-day class for 2 days, like crash course on cued speech. And cued speech is really, really cool. It's a really cool form of communication. It is a mind switch if you haven't done it before. And it felt kind of laborious for me to learn it because it was a new mode of communication. So cued speech is not a language, but it is a communication mode that works with the English language, like I said. And so I took the whole class, the 2-day class, committed to learning it, practiced it all the time, was really slow with it. but I did it, and I tried to do it for my child all the time when I was talking to him as much as I could. I tried to cue a lot of his books. I got to the point that I could cue some of his like very easy baby books, but it was going really slow, and he didn't have the attention span for it. And we did this for about 6 months, or 4 to 6 months, and he didn't make any progress with it, basically. He wouldn't look at me or our speech therapist. He wasn't interested in like engaging in the cued speech at that time. He wasn't learning the cues. We were consistently using cued speech. Our speech therapist knew cued speech fluently. And so we were consistently using it in speech therapy and at home. And just didn't work. So we reassessed at about 4 to 6 months of doing this. We just, I came to the speech therapist and I was like, I don't think this is working. and he really needs to like get that visual language because we know that he's probably not hearing everything through his cochlears. He seems to be making zero progress on this, and we've been doing this for a long time. And I knew like after having been through this with my first child, that he should be making like some sort of progress or at least showing some interest by this point. And our speech therapist agreed. So we nixed the cued speech, got rid of the cued speech, and we started doing ASL signs. And when I tell you, this child immediately picked up on the ASL signs. Like the first session, because the same speech therapist is also fluent in ASL. So the first speech therapy session where we started including ASL signs. I mean, that child learned those signs that we worked on with him by like the end of a 1-hour session. And still to this day, he is still learning ASL signs. We are, slowly learning them along with him. And he just loves signing and picks up on it so fast. So, we've had a lot of communication struggles, difficulties pivoting, and then adding. So we also added like a visual schedule and kind of a visual communication board for our middle child as well, so that he could communicate, when he like didn't know the sign yet or when we didn't know the sign yet. So, we've changed communication modes, we've changed languages, we've pivoted, we've added on additional layers. Okay. And all of that is so normal. And what I want you to know is this might take a minute or two for you to figure out. But when you do, and when it clicks for your kid and you, everything just gets so much better. So, what I want to talk about today is a couple of things that your child might be experiencing and talk about how to tell if your child might just be in a language stall, or if the communication mode or language modality that you are using right now is truly not working. So, number one, I want to talk about what are the signs of a language stall? What did I recognize in my children, when I thought at the time they weren't making progress like I thought they should be? Well, a language kind of stall You can kind of tell when your child is in that because your child is paying attention to you, but is a bit quiet. Okay. And maybe when you try to get them to repeat a word or phrase, they're not really doing it. Or they may try to repeat the word or phrase, but not every time, not consistently. And you know that you've also been inputting this language both through therapy and regularly at home. And you've also know that you have seen steady progress in language up until this point. Okay. And then if you keep working through this in 2 to 3 weeks, your child starts to use the language that you've been working on either by repeating it or mimicking or by using it spontaneously. So if any of these things are happening, and especially if you've seen steady language progress and then all of a sudden you think, oh, well, we're just not improving anymore, then your child is probably in a language stall. And why does this happen? It's simply because your child's brain is processing what they're learning and just sifting through all the new information. They're taking in the words and then they're making a meaning out of the words. And remember, we've talked about in previous episodes that learning language is a multi-step process. So you have to take it in, you have to hear it, and then you have to make sense of it in your brain and make a meaning out of the language. And so when your child seems like they're stalling out and not making progress, but you've seen progress right before that, they're probably just processing, right? And trying to sort through all the new information that they're learning. So, how do you get through a language stall? Simply by consistently practicing those language skills inside of your daily routine. Don't force it. Even if they're not repeating, not using spontaneously right now, that's okay. Make it fun and engaging and make it more playful than work. Make it play-based so that they don't feel like they're practicing language, but they are because it's fun and it's playing. And just keep inputting that language, keep working with your speech therapist. And I guarantee that in a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks at the most, but probably not that much, if you just stay consistent with it, then they will come back around and they'll start making progress again. So number two, how do you know if their language modality or communication mode just is not working for your child? So some ways that I kind of knew in my own child that the cued speech that we were doing was not working for him is that your child doesn't really pay attention when you try to communicate with them. They seem disengaged or uninterested in what you're doing. You've been practicing this communication mode in speech therapy and at home consistently for a minimum of 4 months and maybe 4 to 6 months, and you aren't seeing notable progress just in general over the months. It's not like an up, down, up, down. You just haven't really seen much progress at all. And so, what happens with this? Why is this happening? Well, sometimes kids or even adults naturally gravitate toward a language modality, something that makes just more sense to them than another one. And it may also not be the right communication mode for your child's hearing levels. So how do we, figure this out? What do you do if you don't think the communication mode is truly not working? So I want you to have a conversation with your speech therapist and your audiologist about why your child might not be learning this language. And I want you to talk further with them about if this is the right language modality or communication for your child's level of hearing loss, and then consider what you can add or change to their communication plan. Okay. So for us, cued speech wasn't right because my child potentially couldn't hear enough English to pair it with the visual of the cued speech to make it make sense. He needed the actual language, like a completely different language called ASL, American Sign Language, for it to make sense for him. Right. So cued speech works well if your child already has like pretty good levels of hearing. Right. So that's why I'm saying you may not be You may be doing listening and spoken language, but your child may not be hearing everything. And so you may also need to pair that with a visual if you're not already doing that. Okay, so that's why I said you may need to change, or you may need to add, something, add a communication mode, or add a, visual like communication board just to help them, help your child make meaning out of the words. That may be the issue, is the processing of the language. They may be hearing it, but they may be having trouble with processing and understanding like the meaning or the context of the language. And I also want you to know that this can be a hard process. It can be a frustrating process for you because you want your child to communicate. No doubt, as a parent, you're probably stressed out because you've probably heard that, the peak time for language is between like 0 to 5 years, and you've got to get the language in now. And honestly, I love the professionals, but a lot of them make it sound like to parents that if you don't do the language exactly right, that like your child will never be able to learn language past the age of 5. And that's just not true. That puts a lot of undue stress on parents. Okay. But at the very least, you want your child to be able to communicate with you, even at the basic level, what they want, what they need, and it gets very frustrating to them and you if they can't do that. Okay, so I want you to be flexible and to keep trying, right? So language learning is not linear, it doesn't go in a straight line. And you might not hit it out of the park straight away. And I know it feels frustrating to keep trying stuff and maybe feeling like nothing is working, but keep plugging away at it and keep consistently giving language to your child and keep tweaking and adjusting, with your speech therapist and your audiologist. And, over time, the consistency and the observation of your child and how they're doing with this communication mode or language will pay off. Your child will learn language, and you are 100% capable of teaching your child language. So I hope this episode today cleared up some confusion that you might feel as you move through language goals with your child. So teaching language to your kids is so fun. And it's so fun to hear them learn to talk and express themselves. I still love it. Every time I hear any of my kids speak, especially my two boys with the hearing loss, I just think about like how far they've come, and it's so exciting to me. We still have a long way to go with both of my boys, but to see my 5-year-old now doing like a whole sentence in ASL signs, like "I want cheese," he did that the other day. That's amazing because like a month ago he was still just doing like one sign. He would just say cheese, maybe cheese, please. And it's so exciting to hear my 8-year-old talk about airplanes and, Disney World. He's into that right now. And, explain all the rides at Disney World and the monorail and talk to me about it and using language, spoken language, to explain it all to me. And even hearing my almost 3-year-old, who is regular hearing, but she is a talker, let me tell you. And it's so fun to just hear her language develop. And she comes up with new words every day. And it's so fun to listen to her speak because she sounds like, a little teenager, but she's 3. And that's what I'm saying. Teaching your kids language is so fun. Like, language and communication is such a big deal in your life. And it really is a bonding experience for your child. But it also takes time, and it doesn't move in a straight line, even though we want it to. So if you are finding that you need help pushing through that language stall, or you want to talk about changing communication strategies altogether, and you want to talk about if that's something that you need to do or not, and kind of think about it, then book a coaching call with me, and I can coach you on the best language and communication strategies that fit your child and your family. Because there is no one size fits all for language learning. And I can't wait to get you on my coaching calendar and see you help your child learn language and go through all those fun language stages with them. So go to raisingdeafkids.com/coaching and book your coaching call today. And I hope this episode today calmed your soul a little bit. And as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. Unfortunately, kids with hearing loss don't come with a handbook. But I want you to know that simply by being here and listening to this podcast, you're doing a great job as a mom or a parent because you're learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. I am so proud of your efforts. I'm so glad that you're here. I'll see you in the next episode on Thursday, where we will switch gears a little bit and talk about how to have more self-confidence as a parent parenting a child with hearing loss. All right, guys, see you on Thursday. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.